Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Good morning and welcome to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and on Saturday mornings, we declutter for just 5 minutes. One tiny, tiny little thing or one little area of your home. So let's begin, as we begin every Saturday, with offering it up, because I think if we pray for somebody else while we're doing a task we don't feel like doing, it's a lot easier to do the thing. So whomever or whatever just came to your mind, let's trust that the Holy Spirit is telling you, hey, this person needs prayer. So even if it's a person that you're not too crazy about, let's offer it up for them. Secondly, unite something that you don't want to do with something that you do enjoy, whether it's putting on a podcast, putting on some good music, lighting a candle while you do office work, or taking your computer to the local coffee shop or to the local park so that you're doing something that you don't feel like doing, but in a location that you enjoy. And lastly, what's your reward for getting it done? Usually my reward when I listen to this podcast episode is a cup of coffee, because I'll pop on the podcast. I always listen to my own podcast just to make sure that everything technical went right. And then, so I'm always doing something right along with you guys. So it's usually emptying the dishwasher on a Saturday morning, or it's cleaning up from the night before, but I'll do like a 5 minute little quick reset of my house in the morning if it wasn't done the night before. And that's usually what I'm doing. And then the coffee is brewing as I'm doing that. All right, so let's get started. Today, we're sticking with the theme of things that are a little more sentimental and a little bit harder to do. And we've got 5 minutes on the clock, and let's get started. We are going to declutter today gifts that were given to you that you don't really like. All right, I've got an example for you. I've got two different examples of when I didn't do the thing that I'm going to suggest, and then when I did do the thing. Okay, I was always very envious of my sister when we were kids, because she would open a gift and tell you right away if she didn't like it. And I used to think that, oh my gosh, that's so rude. But at the same time, I was like, I'm so jealous, because my sister's only 23 months older than me, and we're physically very similar. So we were always kind of gifted things as if we were twins, you know, like if somebody bought us jeans, we'd get the same jeans, just different colors, or, you know, same sweatshirt, just different colors. A lot of times that's what happened to us when we were growing up. And I remember this one time we each got a pair of jeans, but they were a really wild color. I think mine were like teal green, and she got something that was either the same or different color. And she opened it, and right away she just said, I don't like these. And I opened it, and my mom turned to me and she goes, well, what do you think? Do you like yours? And I was like, yeah, I love them. Thank you. And then I immediately regretted my answer, because I thought, oh man, I just missed my chance. Because my mom then turned to my sister and said, well, if you don't like yours, then we can return them and you can get something that you do like. And I didn't have the courage to say that. And so my sister got to go get something that she did like and wear whatever she wore proudly, because she loved it. And meanwhile, I had a pair of jeans that now sat in my closet I never wore them, and I just prayed for the day that I would outgrow them so I could legit say to my mom, I don't want these. And that's how I was. So, but I think, like, if things are said tenderly, I'm going to guess that for the most part, people that are giving you a gift want you to enjoy the gift and to truly love it. And for us to just pretend that we do, it's now long-term Gina's problem, okay? It's kind of like the short-term pain for the long-term happiness. And sometimes I'll explain this to my friends or clients as in, like, let's just say you're asked to be the homeroom mom and you don't want to disappoint the teacher. So you don't want to say yes, but you feel compelled to say yes in the moment. And then you get to the parking lot and you're like, why did I do that? And it's like you just went for the quick and easy answer, which was the yes at the time. But now the long-term feeling is yuck. I don't have time for this. It's going to be a burden. Da-da-da-da. Versus if you had just said no to the teacher, it's a very short-term pain of like, oh, I'm going to hurt this lady's feelings, or I'm going to have to say like no to her. And it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But when I get to the parking lot, I'm going to be so proud of myself. And for the next 6 months, when all the other mommies have to do all this work, I'm going to be like, nope, didn't do it. I'm good. So we have to decide, do we want the short-term pain for the long-term gain, or do we want the short-term, quick, easy fix and the long-term misery? And that's what it is when we immediately get a gift. But like I said, most people want you to enjoy their gift. So try to tactfully say you don't like it immediately. And if you have something that you've had for years and you're still on the fence about getting rid of it, most likely the person has long since forgotten that they even gave it to you. So I'm giving you permission to just get rid of it. And if they ever bring it up, just say, you know what? I enjoyed it for a couple of years and then I found a place that needed it, or I found a friend that really liked it and I passed it on to her. I don't know what you can say, but like, there shouldn't be anything in your home that makes you feel guilty or obligated to keep it. It's your home and you get to decide what stays, okay? And I know if you're listening, you're a very thoughtful, kind person, and you're not going to just try to hurt someone's feelings for the sake of hurting their feelings. So, you know, just carefully word it so that you're not making it worse, but you're also letting them know that, like, this is not really my taste, you know? Like, the worst thing you can do is to meet your future mother-in-law and tell her that you like ducks and owls, because maybe for the next 30 years, she buys you ducks and owls for your kitchen because you said that, yeah, you like them. So be careful, right? You just say, like, what you really like, what you don't really like. And then that's our time is up. Okay. So anyway, I will tell you another quick little story. My sister bought me a concrete teddy bear after my son Teddy died. And it's the kind of thing that would go in your lawn, you know, like lawn art kind of thing, or in your garden, I guess. And I just didn't like it. Like, the way his fur was made, it just looked to me like, I don't know, it just reminded me of my son, like, having IVs. Or, like, there's something about this concrete teddy bear that I was like, I just don't like it. And I was so proud of myself because my sister asked me if I liked it. And I thought, you can either say yes, and you're going to have this thing sitting in your garden for the next 50 years because it's not going to disintegrate. Or you can be honest. And I said to her, I really appreciate the thought, but I really wanted a Blessed Mother for my garden. And if I could return this and get a Blessed Mother, that's what I would really love. And my sister goes, oh, yes, I debated on a Blessed Mother, but I didn't really know. She's like, but she was so gracious about it. And I'll tell you, the Blessed Mother, so I exchanged the teddy bear and I got a Blessed Mother. It's now in my sunroom inside my house. And I look at it every single day and I love it every single day. So think about that when you're accepting a gift and when you're debating about getting rid of a gift. Just remember, you know, either fess up right away that you don't love it, or if you've had it for a while, I give you permission to get rid of it. I give you permission to pass it on to somebody that would truly love it. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So truly, there is someone out there that would love it And if you don't know them personally, then take it to a donation center and that person will find your item and take it home and love it. Have a great day. I will see you on Wednesday for another episode of Pruning to Prosper.